Blind Cool Tech, March 24, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, Larry Scoochcon.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm here with Roger Smith, our programmer in the group. And we're about to go into the exhibit halls at the 2006 CSUN Conference. We're going to start out over at the Hilton. The exhibit halls are split up into two hotels. And I don't think this one is quite as good as the one at the Marriott. We're going to start here and then go do the Marriott.
This one's a lot smaller.
Yeah. And we're really especially looking for Code Factory, but we're going to look at all the booths and stop and talk with anybody we need to, because we got an hour or two here, so. And we haven't had an opportunity to scan the whole exhibit hall yet. And boy, I don't even want to try it by myself. People staying in the hall and out in the aisles. And
actually, this loop is not quite as crowded.
No, it isn't bad in here at all. Yeah, we were over here for the first few years. And
on our left, we have PRC, Britton Grumman Company. We have handicapped people that you can use a headband.
Okay.
On our right is Zygo.
Morning. What is Zygo?
Zygo is...
Is that those portable computers?
Oh. Yeah, it's some type of a portable computer that... Can't tell that much about
it. Let's go ask him. Mm-hmm. That's the neat thing about going to the exhibit hall. You just ask them what they are.
Touch screen, the symbols on it.
Hi there.
Hey, dude.
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good. What do y'all make?
We do communication devices for non-speaking.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks. Neat stuff. Can you tell what that is?
Dunbox Technology Human Expression.
Oh, probably an augmentative communication.
Yes. Again, they're using a touch screen type.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice and quiet in this exhibit, huh?
On our right is Literacy Software Solutions. On the left is AMD, Advanced Multimedia Devices Incorporated. Again, it's a touch screen.
Oh, okay. All right.
On the right, the Department of Physical Education.
For a certain state or something? Or?
They didn't send it.
Okay.
And as we make on the left is AT at Work, AT at Play, AT at Home, AT Network.
Okay.
On the right is Social Security Services. On the left is New Mountain Systems for assistive technology devices.
All right.
On the right, TextHelp Library.
Oh, TextHelp, I'll be darned. Okay.
Do you want to stop here?
Nah, that's all right.
On the left is DAISY, DAESSY. Make technology more accessible. Coming up is TASH.
Oh, yeah. Switch Solutions, yeah.
Able.net.
Let's talk to them. Are they busy? Hey, what do y'all do at AbleNet? Well, what do we do at AbleNet?
We goof off mostly, but every once in a while we make some devices. We have a pretty wide range of devices. Anything from single switches for access to computers.
Okay.
We make some low and mid-tech communication devices. We also sell curriculum programs that we've developed. We have three of those for early childhood, elementary, and secondary school.
Okay.
And the curriculum really ties together the use of all of our devices.
I
want to
stay up.
And we have... Our newest thing is our flash communication device. And this is a four-message scanning communicator.
Okay.
And then we also have the Tango, which is a dynamic display communication device. This is produced by Blink Twice, who is a sister company of Avon.
Okay. So y'all are mainly communication devices.
That is makes up probably the bulk of our content, with the next biggest section being access.
Okay.
And then third being curriculum.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
So that's the end of the row. Oh,
no, I was just
you just circling around. I'm getting dizzy, Rog.
Mm-hmm. Bookmaking add-on software activities. It's also a communication device for the computer. Now we're going to make a turn. Most of the products over here are assistive technology.
Yeah, not very many blindness ones, is there? Well, we'll make the rounds at the Marriott there.
Adam Lab on the right. AD Adaptation on the left. And again, those are switches. Ads. I don't know what they are. Got wheelchairs and stuff on our display. More switches, CJT Enterprise Incorporated. Maiden Tech on the left. High Response on the right. Maiden Pro Limited on the left. They have adaptive keyboards.
Okay.
Let it go, your mind.
Moon International, a non-profit organization dedicated to helping children with disabilities. Exceptional Parent. As you make this turn, and on that, Animated Speech Corporation.
It's good for me. Never done
it. Never
seen
it. And the Help Group. On the left, on-screen keyboard and software for special needs.
Oh, that's neat when they kind of just tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm. On the left again, improved access. On the right, enabling devices.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On the right, hello. Spectrum Industries. On the left, Inclusive PLC. Technology for Learning and Communication. Right, AAC Institute. On the left, Institute for Person with Some Transport of Hearing. Polara, P-O-L-A-R-A, Engineering and Conference. Exchange Center on the right, and that's pretty much all in this section. We're going to cross over into the other hall.
All right. I don't think there was one blindness vision impaired in there.
Now this one is a bit more crowded than what we were leaving.
All righty. So we're just walking across the hall here. Somebody's wearing patchouli oil.
And this is the ARDENC party.
Yeah, we want to do a multi-room
series on security. How many lines do you need? Right, or the speech. On the left, interpretation, non-verbal communication on the left. Rocks touch ground, it's on the rock. You work on crust.
Very rarely. No, it's not too obvious. It's mostly down here. Yeah, I think I'm going to be hitched for this couple of days. I've got to go to my
Toby on the
right. I think I'm going to turn out for the first couple of days. Yeah.
All right. See ya.
Around the corner here. Stages Solutions, Assistive Technology in Europe. We come back with Assistive Solution on the left. Again, touch screen. On the right, Origin Access. On the left, increase students' achievement. And I can't see the name. On the left again, talk technology. Invite AD information communication. On the left, Salita. Talk communication. Most all of these are some type of technology that uses either switches or screens, stuff like that.
What is it?
Tool Factory.
Oh, I'm looking for Code Factory.
Yeah. Magnifying America on the left. SAJE Sage Technology on the right. Mozilla Foundation on the left.
Well, be darned.
First Ink on the right. Moment International Lunch on the left. Hello.
Hey.
Over there on the right, with a screen trainer on the left, which is again touchscreen software.
Okay. Well, let's go do the big one then. I wonder if there's somebody around here we could ask about Code Factory. Oh, good. It's not too crowded in here at all.
The big crowds are definitely North American.
Yeah, especially in that room we're in, right off the escalator there. Ooh. Looking for a company called Code Factory that's supposed to be displaying over here. But
oh, the exhibitor?
Yeah.
Somebody called Code Factory?
Uh-huh. Can't find them, though.
Code Factory.
Yeah.
You're right, they're not listed here. Do you go by anything else?
Not that I know of.
Code, like C-O-D-E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I wonder if they're under mobile speak, maybe.
What's the other thing?
Mobile? M-O-B-I-L-E? Mobile speak? Maybe not.
I don't see them listed here.
Okay. Well, thanks for looking.
Can you spell it any other way?
Not that I know of. And I mean, we cruised through the hall there and didn't see them.
You didn't
so.
See them?
Uh-uh. Maybe they're hidden away in some obscure corner back at the Marriott.
They may be.
You think that they might have not decided to come here?
I can't imagine that, but...
Code and Factory.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Code Factory, has somebody else asked? Is that what
you do? Yeah. Oh, do you know something about it?
We've looked already, so I guess other people have asked.
Oh, okay.
Well, they've looked in America.
Yeah.
So there's only a few blind and no vision ones on this side, room 7. Okay. So you just look around to see what it was. They said they changed
it. In room 7, you say?
They changed it.
Around 7. Someone's
talking about
it. Oh.
Different names.
Oh, wow.
So there's only 7.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Oh. So you might want to go and check for the... Okay, we can circle them for you so you can look here.
Sure.
There's 7 of them.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks.
She's going to list all 7 of them. We can just check them out.
Yes,
thank you
sir.
Very much, ma'am.
Back here just a little bit to get out of the way.
Oh, yes.
What are these?
Oh, Communications Company LTD.
What is it?
AD Info. And Communications Company LTD. Hughes Press. KGS America LLC. Magnifying America. Polar Engineering Inc. Sage SAJE Technologies. Graphics.
Now we went by that Sage. Did you recognize what that was?
No, we can go back by. I sure did. Hmm.
Well, I suppose we could.
See you later.
It was... No, I was in that first one, I think.
Okay.
I hate to walk all the way through there again.
I've got
just
a map of it. We're looking for 5 to 12.
Okay.
So.
And I never heard of Sage. I didn't realize that was a blindness product. Jake has been sleeping good at night. What numbers are these?
These are 145. The way the numbers are running. We missed the whole Pacific Ballroom, I believe.
Oh, did we?
Well, I mean, the International, the Imperial, and the Pacific. So,
but see, none of those companies, I don't think, are it. In fact, I know they didn't change their name because I just read email from them like 2 days ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, let's just head over to the Marriott.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's take a quick cruise through there. Yeah, and the thing about this hotel, it's hard for blind people to get over here.
Yes, it is. Okay, I see the Sage right now.
Oh, do you?
Technology, voice activated, telephone on the phone, and environmental control.
All right, cool. Now we know. Good catch, Raj.
Yep, we still didn't come.
Well, apparently nobody's able to find them. I've never stayed over at this hotel, have you?
Never have.
Yeah. I'm so used to the Marriott, man. I can get around there. This place, I'm totally lost in.
A lot of open areas in this place.
Yeah. So, you about ready to head back on home? You had enough of this?
One more day, man. All right, catch it on your left there.
Yeah, I got it. Oops, sorry. I came over here that first Wednesday morning. I was reading the schedule wrong. I was thinking the time was the first thing that it listed. So I read this one I wanted to go to. It said it was at 9:20 over at the Hilton. So I come over here and I couldn't find it, and had somebody look and say, oh no, that's at 10:40. And it was the last one on the 9:20, so I was just looking at the wrong listing for the had to walk all the way back. I guess it's not that big of a walk, but if you did it every day, it'd be no big deal at all. Jake was acting goofy on me. And yeah, he's a good boy. There was a lady there from the conference wanted to come by and get a picture of him sticking his head out from underneath that curtain. Gorgeous out here, Raj. Too bad we didn't get to go to the beach last night.
So that would have been nice.
But
right here's the trolley stop. Right? Me and Bert get the conference, but we were walking looking for a blues club. We met some of the most interesting people on the street.
Not bad. Yeah. And
everyone was very helpful.
Huh. Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know if you want to call them panhandlers, but
a lot of interesting people.
Yeah.
Some care.
Larry, I'm Paula Justice. We met at one of the conferences.
Hi, Paula. Nice to meet you.
Sorry. A friend of mine was over here and I couldn't catch him. And I said, oh, I'll be over there all afternoon. And I said, just tell you what, anyway. Oh. Braille and speak.
Huh?
I've got so many questions. Isn't there a dummies manual out there? I think I asked you this before.
Well, did you get that one that Fred wrote?
No, I didn't. I went to the website and didn't see anything.
Oh, you know what? We don't have it up on the website. I can send you a CD. Have you got a card?
I don't, but Roger, do you have...
I have a pencil.
Great.
All right.
It's going to work here.
I appreciate it. My students are like, are you ever going to learn this? I figured I got in. I know how to reset the parameters now, and we got a file started. But from that point, I can't get. You know.
Oh, okay.
So well, I think that's a success.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. But we can get you where you can grab that thing by the face and make it do what you want. Heading over to the Hilton?
Yeah, I was supposed to be back over there a half hour to go to work. So you can stop by the booth, they say, we don't know where she went.
Oh, are you have a booth over there?
Yes.
What booth is that?
I'm working for Tash.
Oh, are you?
Okay. That's my address for mailing.
That's right. I talked to you at the ATIA conference.
Right.
I thought, yeah,
right.
Okay.
So, I know they're going to kill me.
Do you have an email?
Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry. Brain lag.
Well, we're going to have to mail her the CD anyway. Yeah, it's too big to email.
That's my work line. It's an underscore. Oh, I keep giving you my stuff. It's Paula underscore justice mm-hmm. at ABSS, Elementary Burlington School System, K12NC.us.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll call, and then we'll call the call the office or whatever, the main number, to find out about the Braille Speaks that were returned.
Yes.
Okay. We had two sent back last year that never came back to us.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So, but thank you both, Roger. I apologize.
Right.
I told
no
you to meet
problem.
Me there, and I... Larry, it's nice to meet you.
Nice
again.
To meet you,
see
too.
You.
Take
you.
Care.
All
good
right.
luck.
It's been too long of a day.
All right.
They made these conferences a day longer, then people would really be beat.
Oh, I'm sure they would. I'm always amazed with the people that make every conference
yeah.
exhibitors. Not
yeah.
so much the people that are going to look, the exhibitors themselves, because they have to be on the road
26 times a week. I know it. And some of these ones, these small companies, you know, there's two or three people doing it all themselves. Yeah. So we're turning in the driveway for the Marriott. Yeah, let's do it. Take the shortcut. Nice little patio area out here.
Beautiful day.
They got what little glass tables out here and palm trees.
You sure do. Dolphin air trees.
Yeah. It's been quite as nice as the waterfall at ATIA, I guess. But. Yeah, we could pinch hit for them, couldn't we?
No, they're just sitting there. One person at the booth, Sandy, and Tony's out here.
Hey, Tony.
Hi.
There's a stranger.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just looking for you. Who was it? His name is Chris.
Chris who?
He was just at the booth.
Okay. Oh. I wonder if we can catch up with him just a couple
know.
Seconds ago.
I told him you were staying here at this hotel.
Okay.
So he was going to try to reach you.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. So what are we going to start at the far end of our hall here and work back? Or
that'll work.
Start at a different hall?
We'll start at the small rooms where they have two or three exhibitors.
Okay. You're talking about all the way down at the other end of this mm-hmm. hall? Sounds good. And just work our way back. This is a lot of exhibitors in here. You know how many?
No, I don't.
I'm thinking a couple hundred probably, isn't it?
I think you're right on that.
Quiet back here too. Dancing Dots. What is it?
Flex Talk.
Flex Talk, really? I didn't even know they were still around. Right, well, let's stop at Flex Talk.
So if you want to talk to them, they're also on the right.
Yeah.
Rail Sense is in front of us on the right. Adobe is on the
www. Yeah, where's Flex Talk?
Current price of land information.
Consultation and trading.
Oh, I thought it was Dancing Dots on the left.
It's just Plex Talk Sony.
Oh, Plex Talk.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
I'm sorry. I thought you said something else.
You too. Give us a holler, okay? I do. How you doing?
How are you doing?
Let's see, you said Adobe and who else?
Adobe is right here.
That once it's converted to PDF,
Rail Sense is on my right.
Let's look at them a sec. Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll catch them on some other time.
You just want to come back?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to stop there.
Level Star. So
yeah.
Want to talk to Martin?
Yeah.
Okay. They're talking to people.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey.
That was Sun. I want to say something.
Orca? Yeah, I stopped there yesterday.
No, Jesus. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go around you here.
Thanks.
Oh, yay. Isn't that
neat? Now we're back out in the hall. We'll go back around into another small conference room with exhibitors in it. Breaking barriers to go beyond software on our left.
Change the
wider learning system on our right. Franklin learning resources on the left. NISH NISH on our right. Math Talk on our left. Authors on my left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Tanner Matthews on my right. The Whip Associates on my left.
Okay. There's my friend Jim Watson.
Mm-hmm. Back out the hall. Back in their website. There's a couple more small rooms. Jan, Job Accommodations Network. Hello. Computer Electronic Accommodation Program. Real Solutions. Real Needs. That's on your left. Bank of America.
Are you familiar with your podcast?
Oh, I want to talk to them. Hey, you guys the ones that make the cases?
You know, they're not here. This is their table.
Oh.
And you're right. It is Executive Products, Inc. They okay. did not show up for this
well,
conference.
Who are you then?
Well, I just happened to want to sit down, so I'm here. Oh.
Well, sell me a case while you're there.
Well, if I had any to sell, I'd do it.
So this is the break booth, huh?
This is the break booth.
Okay.
By
well,
default.
We won't bother you then.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of people come by asking for them, and you know, I asked some of the conference people, you know, what should, can I tell people, mm-hmm. you know, I thought maybe when they didn't show up Wednesday, I thought, well, maybe they're just coming yeah. the next day or something, but they haven't shown up at all,
now,
and
so
I've had no information on what happened.
Hmm. Now, do you work here?
I am over with the Canon.
Oh,
on
okay.
the other side.
Okay.
She's the CEO for Canon Inc.
Yeah, right.
She could be.
Never know.
What is Canon showing here? Just scanners?
Canon, we have, no, unfortunately, we don't have the scanners here. We've got,
Absolutely.
You want the
penny yeah.
tour
yeah.
Or the nickel tour?
Oh, just we'll start with the penny.
The penny tour. Okay.
Be ready to move.
So I noticed from your shirt that you're involved with American Printing House for the Blind.
We are. Huh?
So I think probably what's going to suit your discipline is the voice guided copier.
All right.
Printer.
Oh, I'd love
right?
to see that.
Okay,
yeah.
so just come over here to my left.
Okay.
And you too, Mr. Puppy.
That's Jake there. And
oh,
you're
I met Jake yesterday.
Where at?
I met you yesterday in the lobby. I was leaving the hotel.
Oh, okay.
And you let me pet him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. You're more than welcome
I'm Maria.
I was
Cannon, yeah.
Hi, Maria. I'm Larry.
Hi. Yeah, I met you.
Yeah.
And there's some people at it right now, so
okay.
as soon as they're done. Hi, Jake. Do you remember me? I know you're at work right now, so.
Oh, that's fine.
He's I won't bother you right now.
Yeah.
Hi, Larry. This is Pratik Patel.
Well, hey.
Hey. Nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, you too. How you checking out this copier
yeah,
here?
Yeah, we're checking out the Canon with the
Isn't Jake the cutest thing?
Isn't he, though?
He is. He's got a cute master, too.
Yeah.
Well, some of us would know, you know.
Jake,
we're just telling that to keep you.
Oh, I see that, yeah.
Have a seat there.
Have I seen you in a movie? Yesterday, my coworker said, she said to the bartender, have I seen you in a movie? And that got her all the free drinks in the world.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's a great line.
Isn't that a great line? So as soon as he's finished here, we're going to...
Well, we'll just listen in here. That makes Jake's day. This makes it worthwhile for him to come here.
Yeah, he's like, Master, thanks for bringing me here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it goes all the way down to 22 pages. Okay. Hopefully, you know, I don't know if you have talked to Aubrey.
So this is pretty much the only blindness product you have
there
here?
Is one for, I can show you one. We're showing three things for accessibility. One is the remote operator's kit to be able to remotely control the copier for wheelchair accessibility.
Oh, okay.
And it also has a control panel with reverse color for low vision.
Okay.
But this one for visually impaired is the voice guidance. And then on my left is something for wheelchair accessibility. This will be the primary thing that's new.
Okay.
They're just wrapping it up here.
Yeah.
Well, you are a patient one, aren't you?
He is. He's a good boy. Boy, by about the third day, these guide dogs have about had it around
yeah,
here.
Because everyone wants to like see them.
Well,
they see other ones.
It's
are
so
they
hard
with each other. Like,
are they what?
Like, I wonder if they're talking dog language. Like, hey Sam,
man,
we know.
My master's an idiot. Will you take him for a while?
I wonder if they say like, hey Bob, what time you get off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I
know.
Break,
I know they. I know they do plenty of butt sniffing
yeah.
as they go by.
I just wonder if they're like, hey. Hey, Jake, what time you get off? Want to meet for a beer? Happy hour?
Right. Meet for a doggy biscuit.
Hi. Carrie, I'm looking at a Showbiz system again here. Okay, so we're here it is. This is the voice-guided. I'll go ahead and let you kind of
okay. Oh, it's
take
big.
A feel there.
It's a regular copier.
Yeah, it is?
Okay. 5 copy a minute.
Oh, okay.
And on your right there, that's actually the voice box where the voice comes out of there.
All right. I thought that was the paper tray at first.
No. That's on the other side.
Okay.
Now,
this, a
color copier.
This isn't, but we do have color enabled. It's a corporate color. There's Braille on the keypads here.
Well, there sure is.
And to activate the voice, that button you're on right now, reset, you want to press that button to activate. There she is. And you can have a male voice or a female voice.
Okay.
Number of copies. Value 1. Press 5 to enter a value using a numeric key.
So she's telling you right now there's one copy selected. Enter 5 to go ahead and select what you want.
Okay,
so
now if I just want to accept one, can I just hit enter?
You can accept one by hitting the ID button, which is located at the left, down lower left, where exactly where you are.
That one right there?
Lower, go keep going down.
Oh,
there you go.
That's ID, lower left, just like you told
me.
You guys have an accessible copy machine.
So it should...
It's actually this,
you might have to right, you might to tell her that you want one. You might have to do go through her steps. So hit 5 and then 1. Yeah, she wants you to tell her that that's what you want. So 5 and then 1.
Oh,
the number of copies is set. This is the copy base.
First hit 5 to tell her you're going to
then 1.
11.
That's fine.
And then ID on the lower left.
Right there, right?
Uh-huh.
Value 11.
Okay.
The number of copies is set.
So now you're set.
This is a copy basic.
So now you're ready to hit start. I've got an original in there for
11.
You.
Press 5 to enter a value using.
Okay, and you put
your original's at the top of here.
Oh, and you don't have to lay it on
No, you just put it on the feeder.
Nice.
But I think she wants you to hit follow her instructions and to press 5 first, then the value.
Okay. I thought I did
if
that.
If we really want to do it. When you were on it, there you go, and now the value.
Yeah. 1.
And now ID.
1, 6, go back and forth.
Well, where'd you go? Where'd she go?
I think Jake scared her off.
I know.
He tried to sit on the, he tried to get into the feeder.
Yeah.
Yeah, he heard feeder and he thought, that's for me.
Let me make sure
she's
still
there you go.
Okay, there we go. Now enter your value.
1.
And then ID.
ID. Oh, it beeped at me twice.
Well, why is she, what is her issue here? Let's go ahead and try to do the start button. It's a round button on the right-hand side, lower right. It's round, the biggest button. There you go. Uh-huh.
That's a big one.
Oh, look at these two. They're making friends. There you go. You get an A+.
All right. So, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and then your output is all the way to the left here.
Okay. And how much is something like this to add voice to it?
The voice is module $700.
Okay. And it'll work on any Canon copier?
On the new generation, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks for stopping by, yeah.
All right. So, it's Larry.
How you doing, man?
Hey, who's
so
that?
I don't even know you,
Jack Hickman, Kelly Hickman, friends of Rusty Kelly.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'll be darned. How's Rusty doing?
Oh, he's tall and ugly like you always.
Jack, I've met you somewhere before.
Yeah. We've talked to you on, with ASAP when that was a...
That's where I remember that name from. Oh, that's been a few years ago, hadn't it? Well, all right. Did y'all check out this copier?
Yeah, let's go look at that.
Yeah.
Here's a Braille brochure, Larry, for you.
I'll just...
You don't want it?
No, nah,
okay.
I don't carry it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much,
my
though.
My pleasure.
All right,
and this
you.
Lady loves dogs, too, so
do,
y'all are in the right place.
Right now, so.
Take care, Larry.
Yeah, y'all too. Tell Rusty I said hi.
I will.
All righty. Oasis. Oasis.
Hey.
Hey, Janina. Hi.
Hey, Larry.
We are actually podcasting again.
Well, how about that?
We're just doing the run through the exhibit hall.
Well, neat.
So,
folks, Kitty Corner for me actually have something fun. They're not aimed at blind people, but they're actually teaching kids learning disabilities, I think it is. about analog.
Okay.
You know, not just digital. Yeah. A little pressure, a little more pressure, and they make bubbles.
Nice.
And stuff like that.
Hey, you haven't seen Code Factory out here, have you?
No, I haven't seen Code Factory. Nuance in the next room.
Yeah.
Is doing a spin of Nokia phones with the magnification on the screen, actually.
Oh, okay.
Which is nice. That was needed. I hadn't known that anybody was going to do that. Nice to hear they're competing with our plans for the future.
It's always good to hear something like that.
Oh, Roger, I should introduce you to Yanina and Gene from Capital Accessibility.
Hi, good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Roger's one of our programmers there at ATH.
On the Linux or the Windows side?
Windows.
Oh, well, nobody's perfect.
We're working on him now. See y'all later.
Bye.
Plus Tech is on the AP Kit System is on the right.
Oh, Yanina? Did you remember to ask that guy if it was okay to post that recording yesterday?
I forgot. Willy Wonka the
Yorker
recording.
Yeah. Is he over at the Sun Booth?
Very possibly.
Yeah, I'll just check with him over
the
there.
Booth is next door to Mark Mulcahy.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, right next door.
All righty.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
I am. Good. It's a lot of fun. Design signs on the left, AT&T on the window right. They have the left. Rapid Touch on the right. Picketmaster Classroom on the left. It's a touch screen. And that's all of the smaller rooms. We're going to go into the bigger, one of the bigger rooms.
Alrighty.
This is the Imperial Ballroom Suite.
Larry.
Hey.
Jeremy Spitzer.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you doing, man?
It's been
great.
A while.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. What about you? You still doing the games?
Absolutely. We're actually giving a talk at 410 right now in Chicago room.
Well, I might have to just attend that.
Yeah, you might. It's actually been pretty exciting. We're doing it with DeWitt Associates.
Yep.
They very creative bunch. They actually started to figure out how to use our games in the classroom.
Nice.
And how to teach it. So yeah, we're like, great, we'll be there. We'll help out with that.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? I'm doing a podcast right now. Jeremy, you want to give people your contact information?
Absolutely. It is support at All in Play, or you can call me at 413-585-9690.
And you have a website?
We do. It's www.allinplay.com. That's all as in everybody, in play as in what we all should be doing.
There you go. All right, good talking
good
to
you. Good seeing
you
again.
Take care, man. Who's the man in that booth?
Brian Lewis.
Okay.
Assistive Vision, Vision Solutions on the goal on the right. Do it.
Do it to it. What is it?
Reading Pen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But more than that, a lot of the books, the dialogue.
Micro, what is it? DW Micro. Maiden Tech. Microsoft Limited on our right.
Already?
Dolphin on our right.
Oh, I wouldn't mind stopping there. Hey there.
How you doing? I'm Helen.
Hi, Helen. Larry. It's KubeCon. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. How can I help you today?
I hear you guys have a pretty cool PDA solution.
Yeah, and everyone wants to hear about it. I tell you what.
Everybody wants to.
Yeah, it's popular. Would you like a demo of it?
I'd love it.
Okay, I am going to pass you over to a gentleman here.
Okay.
Let me see who's available. One moment here.
No problem.
So if you start playing with the computer, you'll hear a good screen.
Love your accent.
Thank you.
You must be on the dolphin stand.
Let's see.
All right. Hi. Hey there, James. I'm Larry.
You're Larry.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
And you? As long as my battery holds up, we're all right.
All right.
We need to run low at the end of the day. I'm the PDA, though. Are you familiar with PDAs at all?
Yeah, I'm using the Dell Axum 51 with the Code Factory.
Right.
They're not here, are they?
Must be somewhere.
Pardon me?
They must be somewhere.
But anyway, I hadn't seen yours yet, and I've heard some good stuff about it.
Okay. Well, step one step to your left, one step forward. And
By the way, I'm recording this for a podcast, if that's all right with you.
It should be all right.
Yeah, unless something crashes, huh?
I did a recording earlier, and it was absolutely fine. I'll just find some speakers.
All right.
So we can actually hear something.
That would be good.
Shall I? Careful. Do you want to describe the PDA as well, or just go straight into it?
Sure.
Okay.
Now you're just using an off-the-shelf PDA, right?
This is an off-the-shelf Hewlett-Packard iPack I've got with me.
Which model?
This is a 2750, but this is just the one I have myself.
Okay.
But on the website, there's about a list of 25 to 30 different PDAs. We support Dells, Fujitsus, the iMates, and all the rest of them.
Okay.
And that list is expanding as well.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to plug the speakers into the PDA.
All right.
The dog is licking my trousers. Stop it.
Hey, quit,
thin.
Jake. Sit down.
There'll be lots of dogs around here. And probably, I'm going to get the royal welcome when I get back up.
You will.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that, James.
We'll come back to no, it's no problem. The PDA I have here, they're pretty much similar in design. It's got a flip cover on the screen. So on the top face, there's a headphone jack and there's a memory slot for expansion card. I've got a 1 gigabyte SD expansion card in this.
Alright.
All these are standard components you can buy from the high street store.
Yeah.
On the front face is the screen.
Now what's high street? Us Americans aren't good with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that that's a street in London or something?
No, high street's main street. Main stores.
Main stores, okay.
It means you can get it from many main stores.
Gotcha.
You can buy these components from any main store.
I'm with you now. Just interested in that different terminology
there. I can start talking about the boot of a car and the pavement as well.
That's right, and the lift and the flat and all that stuff.
That's right, you won't have a clue. Okay, on the front face of this PDA, there's the power button on the top. Okay, and down the bottom there's 4 buttons in a row on this machine.
Yeah.
From the left to right, I've got control, shift, then the direction keys with enter in the middle, like a square thing, with a little tiny square in the middle. And on the right of that, I've got OK and Tab.
Okay.
Now, those buttons are normally used for things like launching the appointments and the messaging.
Yeah.
We take them over because you can do that anyway.
Okay.
Let's turn this on. You may have just heard a faint click from the speakers over there. Oh dear. We're going to have problems with the keyboard. I'm running out of memory as well as battery. Let me just sort this out. Pause a moment.
All right.
Running out of memory as well as battery. Reboot this.
Well, while you're doing that, what's this Braille keyboard right here?
That is a Pappenmeyer Braille display.
Oh.
We do not actually sell them, but you can get them from Pappenmeyer. This is a Pappenmeyer Trio, and it's attached to the laptop under the bench.
Okay.
It's 3 devices in one, hence the name. It's a Braille display, it's a keyboard for input, and it's also a storage device note taker. Quite neat. Okay. We're live.
All right.
Okay. So, if I wanted to just read documents or listen to music, I don't need anything else. I can do everything from the front panel buttons on this PDA. Let me just demonstrate. I'm going to press a combination of shift, then OK, and that brings up the start menu.
Okay.
And the first option is today, which is like the desktop on a regular desktop PC.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go down to, say, Microsoft Word, Pocket Word. happens to be the first one. What you have on the start menu on a PDA, at the top, is the most recent programs you've used.
Right.
Okay? And at the bottom, I've got program settings and help. Okay. Programs is like your main programs menu on a desktop PC. Settings is a bit like the control panel. And help, well, speaks for itself, really.
Okay.
Okay? And I press enter on this. You probably didn't get most of that. What I mean is a list of the files available to me.
Okay.
And the first one was called 4DIM.
Right.
It's a book, actually. Let's go and I could go down. Pressing the cursor down button on here. There's a file here called Quiz Program. Press enter on that. Can you just catch the speech at all?
Yep. Now, what are y'all, how are y'all handling the touch screen?
Now, I haven't touched it, have I?
Nope.
I haven't touched it, and I don't need to touch it. Okay?
So, how do you, like, silence the speech or repeat the screen or something like
okay.
that?
Okay. There's buttons to do that. As so far, I haven't actually used any hotkeys
right.
from the screen reader apart from one to go to the start menu.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, let me show you something else. As well as the PDA, we have here a Bluetooth foldable keyboard.
Yeah,
this again is a
For type, like if you want to type in a Word document,
you got
it'd be much better.
That's exactly what I've got.
But I guess what I'm asking is like, what if you want to repeat the whole screen?
That's right, not a problem. You can do that with hotkeys.
Okay.
Okay. We have a review mode. It's called the Virtual Focus.
Okay.
And you can do that either from the front panel buttons on the PDA or from the keyboard here.
Okay.
I'm going to pop a battery in this keyboard just to show you. Should automatically start connecting.
So
there it is. All I did is put the battery in.
So a sighted person could actually use the stylus and still use that touch keyboard? I mean the touch screen?
Yeah.
So y'all don't take that over at all then?
No. We can turn it off to save batteries.
Yeah.
That's what we can do.
Okay.
But otherwise we try not to interfere with the computer at all.
And how much is Pocket House?
Well, you can buy the hardware, that's the PDA and the keyboard from your regular main stores, as I said. The Pocket HAL itself retails at $695.
Okay.
Okay.
And how do you guys handle, like, next year when my PDA is obsolete and I need to get a new one? Do I have to
pay
you
can just
upgrades?
Install it on your new PDA.
Oh, I don't have to pay you another...
Well, no, because what happens is you get a CD from us. Okay?
Yeah.
And that CD contains the software. First of all, you install it to your desktop PC.
Yeah.
And then
just like
part of the install program will synchronize it across.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
James,
sir.
Was it?
Bowden.
Okay.
Let me give you that website address.
Yeah, please do.
It's www.dolphinusa.com.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
And have a good one.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They have king, salmon.
I do want to stop there. I bet they're crowded though, aren't they?
Got that right.
Okay, never mind. Alrighty.
Make room.
For what?
Large person coming through.
Wide load, huh? I didn't hear them beeping. Yeah. Okay. What is it?
Handy.
Oh, okay.
Can we change the same unit? Can we add it to the same unit?
Nippon.
That way we don't end up with
them. Okay. Alrighty.
Small paper. Folded things made into little swans.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's cute.
Go around this corner here. say it, Sam? On the right. Off the left, on our left. Center on our right.
What center?
Trace.
Oh, okay.
News to you on our right. DASDAESSY. Make technology more accessible. Computer application specialties company on our left. ATS is about on our right. Low vision
still.
We got one more big room to do. Mm-hmm. I'm pooped. What time you got, Raj?
I got about 10 after 4.
And the boots close at what?
5.
I'm sure you'll find things that you don't like and you'll be happy to
Was HP busy? Yeah, you sure can. I hear you got a 6915 iPad coming out.
Oh, hi.
That's the one with the built-in cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's... let me bring it up on the web. I think it's already available in Europe.
That's what I've heard.
And someone was stopped by earlier and said it was available in the U.S. And looked it up on the website and it says summer.
Oh, okay.
So it's a 6900. You asked for specifically a 6900.
I thought it was the 6915, but it could be the 6900. It's talking about the wireless and the Bluetooth and the cell phone and the GPS.
Let me
the kitchen sink.
Kitchen sink's an extra.
Okay. That's the 6901. Hey, Jake, leave that poor lady alone. She doesn't want you. She does not want you.
Available in North America in the summer of this year.
Okay.
So GPS, let's see, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mobile, with data services, what else? Email, a mini SD slot.
Oh.
So it's available. I understand it's available in Europe, but it's North America.
So what are you guys showing here?
We got a couple scanners, which Linda can talk to you about.
Okay.
And then we're showing our there goes our scanner. And also we're showing our iPad database, which is used for companies or government. They want to check our products and see how we test them against accessibility 5.0 standards.
Oh, okay.
And we publish the results on our web. So they can go in and understand how our products comply with those.
All right.
Then we got a couple of scanners. One of the scanners is scanned by the Kurzweil, and then it'll read it.
Okay.
The other scanner has some utilities that run on the desktop, which will read the contents of the LCD display.
Really?
The scanner. So it's a couple of buttons. Which will, so Linda, why don't you show them the scanner there?
That way it'll always be there.
Plug the speaker back
right over to
What kind of scanning are you currently doing? What do you scan into currently?
I was using an HP. I'm currently using a Canon scanner.
Do you scan into, do you use JAWS or Kurzweil or OpenBook?
OmniPage.
Or OmniPage? Okay. This is software that's based on the ScanSoft.
Okay.
Software. What we've got, what we're showing at this show, is on the front of the scanner is an LCD that lists your error messages and things like that. And what we're allowing the scanner to do now, but of course, now that you're here, it's worked all day.
Well, I'm Mr. Breaker. I can even break my own stuff. Now, y'all had printers that did this too, right?
Yeah, what it's doing, as soon as I get my speaker working, is it'll verbalize. What it's doing is it's mirroring whatever on that LCD.
That's a great idea.
It on the screen so your
that is a fantastic idea.
You can scan directly into Word, for example.
Yeah.
You can also program some of the buttons if you're consistently doing a certain type of document and you want it to go to multi-page TIFF, for example.
Okay.
You can program one of four buttons to do that.
Right.
These are high-speed scanners.
They
scan at 35 pages, up to 35 pages per minute.
Wow.
And that's scanning both sides.
So what model is this scanner?
This is the 8350 and 8390. The 8350 is 25 pages per minute. 8390 is 35.
And what's the price tag on something like that?
For the 25 pages per minute, it's $1,200.
Okay.
And for 35, it's $1,500.
That's not
bad.
That
scanner also allows you, it's the flatbed scanner, so it allows you to do books and magazines also by putting them on the glass.
Yeah.
We have another scanner that's just a sheet feed that doesn't have the glass, and that one's $800.
Okay.
Same idea, 25 pages per minute, scans both sides at once.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Linda, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Let me know if you have any other questions.
All right.
I'll get my speaker working.
Okay.
Okay, Vision Q.
on our left is the American Foundation.
I wonder what they're doing. What they got to show.
There's one person.
Who is there? Oh, could it be Aaron? Maybe? I mean, Jay?
That is turning point therapy. And that's usually on the right, University of Illinois, Urban Center on the left. Turn on the right. Revolution Advantage on the left. Royal Ministries on the right. Other people on the left. Royal Left Line.
Who?
A square comic.
Oh.
I guess comic's not part of A square. A square comic. Or left again on the right. And the right. Even the air on
the. Okay, we've already seen these earlier, yesterday. All right, that's cool. Thank you very much, Raj. Yeah, appreciate the run through there. I sure would love to know where Code Factory is, but you know what?
That kind of, if they change their name.
You've right, been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.
We saved the best for last.
Oh, you got your glow, you got the world in your hand again, aren't you?